politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more. And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama, what? You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing. Oh. See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day.
Welcome to the Ultimate Football Talk Show, right here on GoMileHigh.com. You're now listening to Shaggy and Squirrel, and this is Inside the Huddle.
Wilson wants it all. Deep ball. Metcalf got it. Touchdown, Seattle. On fourth.
Second down, the pitch to McCaffrey. McCaffrey to the end zone for the touchdown.
Here's Hines again. Hines breaking a tackle, and he is in for the Indianapolis touchdown.
Carter faked the handoff. Jackson throws. Oh, what a grab. Touchdown, Mark Andrews.
And goal at the one, and Swift scores his first NFL touchdown.
This time, Gordon able to get there. Touchdown, Melvin Gordon. Welcome to Denver.
That was funny.
Speaking.
Welcome to Mile High. Into Inside the Huddle at the Go Mile High Network.
Yeah.
This is Carlos Rodriguez sitting here with my man Roddy.
What's up?
And how is everybody doing?
And my man Squirrel in the room. And we have a host, McKenna, that's going to help us run the show.
That's right. We got a girl back here helping us learning the ropes, guys.
A woman.
I'm sorry. Woman. My gosh.
I'm not trying to get killed with the feminists. No, skip that.
She's
a fully grown dope woman.
Boy, oh boy. I got reamed for that one.
Girl. What?
She.
Shit.
Utes.
Watch out behind you. She's going to hit you with a chair.
Oh, no. Sorry. Whoops. Hang on. Don't do it. It's on Facebook Live, please.
Yeah.
Oh, how you guys doing today, man?
We're good, man.
Beautiful fall, autumn weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like my connection keeps going out. I don't understand this.
Facebook That opening, though. That opening.
You like that, bro?
I know.
Melvin Gordon, welcome to Denver. Congratulations.
You like that? Welcome to Denver, Melvin Gordon.
Welcome to Gordon. I don't know how much he likes being here now. So
I mean, I think he still likes being here for a while. I mean, he gets some good drinks at night, likes to play around, drive 70 miles an hour on a 30-mile-an-hour road.
Yeah, I see.
Get pulled over on Spear, and what was it, Broadway? Or was it? What was it?
Spear.
Spear? Jeez Louise, dude. Like, come on.
Everybody speeds on Spear.
Yeah, but you got to be a professional, bro. You got $8 million a year. Get yourself an Uber, for Christ's sake.
You have a cell phone.
Uber?
Call somebody.
Yeah, an Uber. Call a boy from this team. Hey, can somebody help me out? I can't drive. Yeah, no crap, honestly.
A bum in downtown Denver would have helped him home, you know?
I think a bum around here would help anybody.
Yeah, right.
To get something.
Anyway.
On other notes, Pro Bowl. We're going to get into a little Melvin Gordon here in a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Pro Bowl has been canceled, guys. What do you think about that? Okay.
So it's
give me the score of the last Pro Bowl. Go. Who was the MVP of the last Pro Bowl?
23-16. Because I looked it up.
Google? Yeah. Who was the MVP?
All right, well,
I didn't go that far into Google.
I think it was Russell Wilson.
Was it Russell?
Oh, did he even play in the Pro Bowl? Those people, I mean, once you about like three Pro Bowls in, you don't even risk it. You're like, I'm good. I mean, Mitch Trubisky made a Pro Bowl. Mitch Trubisky made a Pro Bowl. And he thought he was good. He thought he was really good, didn't he? I mean, come on.
Oh,
they're just crazy, man. I don't know. I mean, them giving rid of the Pro Bowl is like getting rid of,
Your old lawnmower.
Yo, no, not even your old lawnmower. I mean, at least you got some use out of that.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody watches the Pro Bowl anymore. I don't even watch the Pro Bowl. I'll be honest. Why you put it at the end of the season? If you want people to watch the Pro Bowl, put it at the beginning of the season. I always said that. Like, put it in the beginning of the season where I'm hungry for some football. At the end, my team is lost. I'm not making a Super Bowl. Why would I want to watch y'all play now?
I would put it after the Super Bowl.
Not even.
Because then you have all the players that can play. You know, the Super Bowl MVP, who'll go to Disney World and whatever. Then he can go to, and he'll be in Florida just like.
Are they going to play, though? That's the thing.
No, I'm saying, like, for future, like, for the next few years. You know, you just don't have the Pro Bowl in the middle. I mean, granted, like, right after the Super Bowl, usually in most years, it's the Super Bowl is always at the beginning of February. And then after that, then you got NASCAR, you know, Daytona 500. And
I'm done with football.
And then you have the NBA All-Star game.
I'm ready
for
some XFL by that time.
XFL.
I'm ready for some XFL.
You and Dwayne Johnson together, brother. I'm ready for some XFL. Another little thing I want to talk about, guys.
Go.
Josh Norman. Roddy. Before I let you go on a ramp about Mr. Josh Norman I think he jumped. That was a jump.
That wasn't no jump. That was some WWE stuff right there.
Let him know.
Derrick Henry just said, get away from me. You grown man around this bad boy. You messing against a Mack truck. And he was like,
Like, I mean.
The play didn't even count. That was the worst part. at least the play to count.
They brought the play back.
They brought the play back. And it was just like, yeah, you just got mushed for no reason. You got pushed in the fifth stand for no reason.
I think he should lose $1 million for every foot.
I swear, $5 million done. $5 million gone.
If anything tells you better to welcome to the NFL, it's a hit like that, bro.
It wasn't no hit. It was a stiff.
So
it was like he just pushed him. Like he wasn't even there. Just give me that. Just take this here. You go sit in the bench here. That's what you
we got, Carlos.
So they interviewed Derrick Henry after the game, and they were asking about that play, and Derrick Henry just chuckled, and he goes, yeah, I've been doing too many curls lately.
Too many curls, man. Too many curls. I mean, he's out there looking like Saquon, bro, running people over.
Saquon, no. He look like Derrick Henry.
With them thighs, bro.
He look like Derrick Henry running people over.
You put Saquon's thighs on Derrick Henry.
I
don't need to say Quan thighs. Derrick Henry thighs.
Derrick Henry's serious.
Derrick Henry at.
They're like a 6-inch difference on height.
Yeah, what is he? 6'3", 240?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know. He's a Mack truck.
That's a monster of a running back. I'll tell you that right now. Most running backs barely even get 6'1".
He's a diesel. He's a diesel. Cummins diesel.
Let's touch this real quick till we get to the segment 3.
Sure.
Okay.
Titans blew out Buffs last night, guys.
Yeah.
Was that expected? Did you see that happening?
No,
I expect a lot more running from Derrick Henry, to be honest with you. I didn't think he would be running for 57 yards. He did get 2 touchdowns on 19 carries. But still, I thought it was just going to be a full dose of Derrick Henry. I did not expect Ryan Tannehill
to
sit up here and throw all those yards, all the touchdowns. I mean, he almost injured himself trying to do a touchdown.
He did an alley-oop.
Yeah, like alley-oop, and that leg hyperextended. I was like, oh, don't give me a grammatica.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't give me a grammatica. Or you got the touchdown. Don't give me a grammatica, man.
No, Tannehill, he had a quarterback rating of 97.1. He had 195 yards, 3 touchdowns, no ints.
And he ran it in.
And he ran it in. And Josh Allen, respectable. 263. He did throw some bad passes, 2 interceptions, but he did have 2 nice touchdowns. And then they brought in Matt Barkley at the end of the game.
Did you see that, bro?
Oh, my gosh.
And he got it down the field.
Oh, I'm about to say that was great.
He got it down. I mean, they gave up
4 passes in a row.
Yeah, I mean, I understand he gave up playing.
Okay. Was it Tennessee doing good or was it Buffalo doing bad? Honestly. Because, look, Tennessee is not an offense-putting-up team. We know that. They do not put up 40 points a game.
Mm-hmm. Tannehill found his team, basically. That's what I think. I think Tannehill really, like, found his own team. I mean, when he was with Miami, I did not see this coming out of Ryan Tannehill. Mm-hmm. Once he came with the Titans, he found, like, he found a rebirth. And I think I would give this a little bit more Tennessee being good than Buffalo Bills being bad. I just think the Buffalo Bills kind of underestimated them.
The reason why Squirrel's asking too is that, you know, Tennessee had their bye week before.
Yeah, 16 days.
Yeah, 16 days. And the Buffalo rushing, they had TJ Yeldon for only 52 yards. Devin Singletary, that Squirrel loves for some reason, he only had 25 yards. But Tennessee rushing, even Derrick Henry only had 57 yards, but 42 points with Derrick Henry only 57 yards.
That's two touchdowns, but
Tannehill, he, like you said, Rowdy, he found his team, man.
He found his team. That's right. He's a perfect fit for this team. He's a perfect, like, pocket passer commitment. He don't have to stress that much. He knows when to run out, you know, the pocket. He has decent receivers. Like, they're not the best receivers, but decent receivers. You got A.J. Brown. You got
82 yards out of
Jonnu Smith. Oh, my God. If that is not a sleeper.
He caught a touchdown last night.
Yeah, if he was not a sleeper.
Derrick Henry ran for two.
Yeah, Derrick Henry ran for two. I mean, you got
to think. Tennessee, 75% of their players are play action.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tannehill is not that good at sitting in that pocket and tossing the ball.
No.
That's why they have to run play action to give him an extra second or two. And we all know play action. A lot of people bite. People wide open, especially in this league. Yeah. Wide open. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, does Tennessee run the ball down people's throats? Absolutely. But a secondary running back last night, I forgot his name, he was running the ball down the throats. Like, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He had two or three runs in a row, 10, 15 yards apiece.
McNichols, yeah.
McNichols. You know what I'm saying? Like, good gracious, bro.
Yeah, we were watching the game. We were like, yeah. Who is that?
And then I want to bring this up before we head out of this segment. Le'Veon Bell is a free agent, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is anybody him? Oh, here we go. What? Go ahead.
Guess what?
Who's going to take him? Philly?
No, just like we were talking last night, Chicago is interested.
Yeah.
Bears.
And Philly's somewhat interested.
It's got to be the Bears. But, come on, man.
But other teams.
So you starting Le'Veon over David Montgomery and Tariq Cohen?
Tariq Cohen's gone for the year.
That's right. He is gone for the year.
Gone for the year. So, I mean, only thing we have is Montgomery. We only have is Montgomery. So
you got David Montgomery.
We got David Montgomery. So, I mean, we got to have another running back in that backfield. And we got Cordell Patterson, but he's just not. He's, what, 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah. But
as a running back.
I mean, he's a great, like, kickoff returner, but running backs, bro, there's very few that are even over 6'2 that can get her done. Mm. And we see Derrick Henry's about the only one at the moment.
The Bears should be jumping all over.
I think the Bears will get him. According to ESPN, possible destinations for Le'Veon Bell, Chicago Bears is number one. They actually have Kansas City Chiefs.
Why?
I have no idea.
Why? Kansas City?
I don't know.
He ain't going to
They have Tampa Bay.
They have Tampa
Bay. Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, why?
They went and got Fournette. They got Keyshawn Vaughn, Rojo.
So
they all injured, though.
But the one team that we didn't discuss because of Mostert is San Francisco, just as a backup.
Dude, Raheem's serious. I'm
you know the perfect place for him?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Le'Veon Bell.
Where?
Pittsburgh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you need to just go back home, bro. Go back home.
Yeah, take that pay cut, buddy. You weren't worth all that money.
No, he wasn't. I mean, I still don't think he is. He had one
good
season.
Good riddance.
He had one season where he went 1,200 yards, and that was it.
That was it.
So
yeah,
this is crazy.
He's not – I don't think he's going to go anywhere for another week.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to go anywhere for a little bit either way. When we come back, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to really dive into how professionals ruin their lives by just not following the rules. Guys, Melvin Gordon's been arrested, and we are going to talk more about it after the break. Come back here on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network.
Taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing. See, the llama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, llama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The llama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Save up to 75% off on apparel, footwear, fan gear, and more. With free shipping of online orders over $49, you can't beat these deals. DickSportingGoods.com has your fitness set up for the new year. That was online at DickSportingGoods.com. Stop by.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com. Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
This is Ducello at Sturt. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers, because there's the Elway draft, and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturt. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Welcome back, Denver, to Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com and part of the Be On Air Network. I am your main man today, guys. Squirrel, with me is Roddy and Mr. Carr. Los, guys. We are going to get into this mischief activity that Melvin Gordon has been a part of last night at 11:43 p.m.
Don't drink and drive, folks.
No.
Don't drink and drive.
Do not. Especially drink when and drive. You're making millions of dollars a year.
Even if you're not making $1 million a year, I know, don't drink and drive.
Exactly.
I mean, come on now.
And even with you making that kind of money, why are you driving?
You know what?
If I made $8 million a year, I'd never drive again. Someone's driving me everywhere.
Nah, exactly.
I'm driving.
But you know what?
I'm driving.
You know wherever he came from? And the valet person, you know, was probably like, here, Mr. Gordon, here's your keys. You know what, Mr. Gordon? Can I call you a cab? He's not going to say that. He's just going to say, here's my $10 tip or $20 tip.
$10 tip.
Or whatever. You know, he's going to be like, here's my tip.
Right.
And see you later.
I mean, there was a video surfaced a few years ago when he was at in L.A., that he takes Ubers, and he had a like video of him talking to an Uber, hanging out with an Uber as he was drunk. Like, you've done this.
I've seen that.
And then he was talking to the guy. He's like, hey, how do you think the Chargers are going to do this week? He goes, oh, dude, I don't know. That running back, Melvin Gordon, yeah, he was all messing with him, dude. And whenever, you know, he was about to get out of the Uber, he goes, yeah, hey, I'm Melvin Gordon, man. I'll see you later. Gave him like a $50 tip or whatever. It was really cool. But the guy was freaking out. But Melvin was drunk at this time. Like, you've already done this, dude. You understand. Like, come on. You were drunk. You called an Uber and you got a ride. What are you doing?
Go ahead. I mean, it's just repeat stupidity. That's all. You know, he wasn't thinking at the time. Who is in their right mind? I'm not condoning what he did. He's not a perfect person. But, you know, hey, if you're out there, you're having fun, you think that, okay, I had a couple or whatever, I think I can get home. I'm not saying that everybody done it in their life, but a lot of people have done it in their life. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's just crazy.
So if you're listening and you're from the Denver metro area, and if you know what Spear Boulevard goes along from downtown going into Cherry Creek, and there's not even sports people, but there's a certain part of road right near Denver General Hospital that there's a lot of accidents. And there's a stretch of road that's about a mile and a half, 2 miles.
Which from I think that'd be a good place to have an accident, though.
Yeah, right? So
I mean, it's never a good place to have an accident, right. But if you had a bad one, I mean, right in front of a hospital would be decent, right?
Yeah. So you're just good in there for good service.
Right.
He got an accident for good service. Like, there, we're good.
So there's a tunnel.
Walk right in.
He got caught going through the tunnel that it's only a quarter mile long. And I'm pretty sure what kind of car he was in, he just felt Superman, like Superman.
Ferrari, Spider, someone, whatever it is.
But the thing is, that's the same spot where Durant Williams passed away when he got shot and killed. In 2007.
Darren Williams?
Darren Williams. And it's
from
just
the, from, what, from the Utah Jazz? The basketball player?
No, from the Broncos.
Broncos.
It was after
I'm thinking about the Utah Jazz player. Remember back in the day?
Yeah.
Deron Williams?
So a lot of people died in that overpass?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. There's a lot. Yeah, but this was through a shooting.
Man. I mean.
So, but the point is, yes, don't drink and drive. But Melvin Gordon, this morning, just added to the pile of crap that's already been happening to the Broncos this season. And it's just, he's the one that tweeted, why did they change the game until next Sunday? You know, you just gave me a bye week. Well, guess what? The NFL is going to give you a few more bye weeks this year. So it's just stupidity. Team rallied around him during MLB Black Lives Matter. Yeah, everyone. And you know what? I don't want to say that. Did he feel like, okay, I did this and feel not entitled. I can do whatever I want or after that.
When you're making that type of money, you're feeling
stupidity.
That way. You feeling that way when you make that type of money. I mean, come on. If you get if you're getting like $12 million, somebody just give you $12 million, you would feel some type of invincible right now.
Yeah.
I don't even have $12 million, but if I get $12 million, in one day, I'm going to feel some type of invincible. I'm going to drive that Ferrari. Well,
you're going to have some new friends, too.
Oh, I'm going, yeah.
Yeah.
We going to party, you know. So, I mean, but I'm not saying, but it's a Tuesday night, man. Come on, man. You got your party. Don't tell me you didn't get your party.
Well, the thing is, you don't know the backstory. You don't know. If
honestly, it's a Tuesday night.
Tuesday
night.
Right?
Come on.
I mean, how far are you gonna play that song? Going up on a Tuesday at 11.
Yeah, 11.
Hold on a sec. Broncos had practice today at 11.
Yeah, he didn't practice. He's not there today.
Well, I know, but hold on. Is there a curfew, like the night before?
There should be. There's one right now.
Professional athlete, I'm sure there is.
No. Pretty sure there's one now.
So, do you think he had to be home? Do you think he had to be home at a certain time that the coaches are calling?
Is he going
to
follow that?
But was he rushing to get home for something? You don't know the backstory.
He might have been rushing, bro, but you don't do 75 down Spear.
I'm sorry. Listen,
you take the late, bro. You're an $8 million man a year. You say, hey, I'm a little late, bro. What is he going to do?
Yeah, take the $20, $20,000, $25,000.
What's he going to do, fine you for not being in bed on time here? Here's 20 grand. Know. Okay, take your 20 grand. Now you're missing three game checks, bro.
Hey, I'm just
come
saying.
On.
I'm going to do
saying.
A local commercial for Subway.
You're missing $425,000 game check, bro, that you're about to miss for 2 weeks.
That's
because
crazy.
You were stupid and couldn't call an Uber.
How many games they're going to give them, you think?
Two to three.
2 to 3 games, I think he's going to get one game, to be honest
with
you.
Two.
They're hurting. I mean,
minimum's two.
The minimum's two? That league,
yeah,
that's
a minimum,
a league rule?
There's an NFL league minimum of two.
Oh, what is it?
For DUI,
The Broncos can additionally add on to that if they want. But The NFL is already going to suspend him for 2 games automatically.
Right. So what about Lindsey? How far along?
He's healthy.
He was practicing today.
Oh, so he got the start.
He's smiling.
Yeah. No, he's smiling.
He's got the start.
Yeah, no, hold on. They didn't put down
Freeman.
They didn't put down the hammer yet. So
yeah, They have not said Melvin Gordon's not playing. And I can guarantee you, think about it. They aren't going to say nothing for Bill Belichick to be able to be. Oh, your starting running back's not playing. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So
This is my understanding.
This is my understanding. It's not until after you go to court, and after the charge, you know, after the sentencing, that's when the NFL and the Broncos will say, okay, this is your punishment.
Well, no,
he goes in front of the judge November 12th, the day before
which is what, 3 weeks? It's 3 weeks from now.
3 weeks, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So you got
to start doing some winning if he's playing. I mean, the judge's going to be like, well, y'all not going to playoffs anyway. Pow. I'm going to give you 45 days.
The judge is like, look, y'all ain't got no playoff implications. 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
You're not getting nothing.
Jesus. The judge is probably from Clemson, so he probably wants.
Wow.
So we'll get sunshine.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, you know what? It is what it is. You know what, Lindsey?
I want to bring up the part where he was complaining about a bye week.
Right.
But you out drinking on a Tuesday.
Right.
What you complaining about the bye week for, bro?
He needs to put both of his feet in his mouth. His jock strap in his mouth.
Like everything. I want to go back to Fangio, bro, because
yeah,
the entire organization of the Denver Broncos is complaining about practicing 4 days a week. Roddy, can I ask you something? Do you work for right now 4 days a week? Carlos, do you work 4 days a week right now?
No.
So would you be complaining getting $4 million a year having to practice 4 days a week in a pandemic?
No.
Working, because that is a job for these boys. So
that's
a job.
Here's the deal. It's just...
Why are you complaining?
You're your own product of your own environment. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, but you got to be better now. You're a professional athlete.
To play devil's advocate, I'm gonna be real, because like, it wasn't their fault that they got the bye week, right? The Denver Broncos' fault that they got the bye week.
But you gotta adapt to stuff that's happening.
I understand.
Right now.
I understand that, but it's not your fault. Like, if the other teams ain't doing what they supposed to be doing, and I'm expecting to be playing next week, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the week they canceled my game. Now I got a bye week. Now the plans I had for my bye week are canceled. And everything, and just because this other team that we're supposed to be playing is not actually playing because they didn't do what they were supposed to do, stay, you know, clean, healthy, wash your hands.
Tennessee.
Yeah, and, you know, they didn't wash their hands, they didn't scrub everywhere else they were supposed to scrub. And now I gotta adjust my schedule, my training schedule to them. Yeah, I have a right to complain. I mean.
So, yeah, I know, but all right, let's say, you know, this is our full-time job, right? And I'm sitting here with my beautiful woman. We're going to go on vacation next week to Florida. And all of a sudden, I can't go. Because
you think your woman ain't going to complain?
No. She'll go without me.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's your woman? Yeah, I've seen some movies about that. But But let's go ahead.
I just want to sit here and reiterate that these guys need to man up. Honestly.
Yes.
You're grown
men.
Grow
up.
You're grown men, bro.
Well,
you're a grown man in a grown organization,
mistakes,
bro. $1 billion organization. You're going to sit here and complain or you ain't what? You ain't making enough or what? You're working too hard for your $4 million?
I'm going to be real. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It doesn't matter about money. I've made mistakes as a older man, you know, and I'm not proud of it, but you learn from it. But when you have the Broncos have their own personnel. You can call someone on the personnel on the Broncos and they'll take you home. I forgot about that. So you have, you know, a lot of people don't have that luxury. He has 20 people to take him home.
I get that.
Josh Dover could take him home, you know, but it just didn't happen.
Still no excuse for it, regardless how it is.
Absolute no excuse. Guys, Titans Buffalo, We're going to really bring into that, see what's going on, why that even happened last night. Who did good? Who did bad? That's coming up here in segment three, guys. Right after the break, this is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network.
Taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama.
Uh-huh.
They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Here at Dick's Sporting Goods, we're having our biggest sale of the year. Save up to 75% off on apparel, footwear, fan gear, and more. With free shipping of online orders over $49, you can't beat these deals. DickSportingGoods.com has your fitness set up for the new year. That was online at DickSportingGoods.com. Stop by.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com. Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
This is Ducello at Sturts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers, because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it. Which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Beyond Air Network. You are listening to the premiere show on Go Mile High. Guys, talked about before the break, Buffalo got swamped last night.
Somebody got tossed in the fourth row. Well, that's all I know.
Oh, here we go.
They got tossed in the fourth row.
Ronnie cannot get off this Josh Norman.
This man.
Go ahead. Get it
off
your chest.
Josh Norman.
Get off your chest. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Did you see Josh Norman got tossed? There's like 80 memes for it right now. You got him just being flown all over the side. He's like a superhero. Derrick Henry just like grown man business, and then like the next play.
That's what happens when you get did in like he did.
That's a go ahead, man. Or
you
for
took
life
a loss.
Come for
on,
the decade.
Man. It's the come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. You just
for
can't.
Life.
You can't.
That's gonna be an SP. Tossed. That's gonna be the best everything.
The play didn't even count. That's the thing I'm kind of upset about. I mean, if I was a ref, I would pick up my flag and be like, nah, man, you got slung.
So why didn't it count? Was there a holding call?
It was offset and penalties. There was like offset. I think it was roughing the passer, and then it was a holding call on top of it. And, oh, my goodness. How's it roughing a passer was a handoff? I got to check out you, but it was still like, oh, my goodness.
So was it 42-17? Am I wrong there? 42-16?
42-16.
42-16? 42-16. Did you guys see this coming at all?
No. I really, when we were on the air yesterday, Kevin and I were talking about it, and I really thought, well, Buffalo Bills only doing around 16, 17 points, and Tennessee winning, but only like 21, 24 points. But I didn't see this blowout with one of the top defenses in the league.
Definitely. I mean, Buffalo, I thought Buffalo was going to really kind of at least keep it close. I had my hunch that Tennessee
Buffalo would keep it close. I thought Buffalo was going to blow them up.
No, I thought Buffalo was going to kind of keep it closer than what it was. I thought Tennessee, since they only practiced, 2 days in the last 6 weeks? 16 days.
40 points? Like nobody's
16
business.
Days. Yeah, I thought, like, okay.
Hey, they were still practicing at the park down the street.
Yeah, that's how they got caught. Anyway, yeah. I mean, I thought, like, and like what? Tennessee players still had like COVID, so they weren't even available.
It was up
to
like 19, wasn't it?
19, yeah.
I think it was up to University of Florida just popped out with 19 players.
That's crazy.
COVID.
Oh yeah, that game's canceled.
Yeah, they shut down the LSU Florida game, which is big. That's a big game, big money, big money maker. Obviously Derrick Henry gave us what he normally does: 2 TDs. What did he give us? A buck?
No, he didn't get about 50.
50? About a half a buck on the ground?
57 yards.
57 yards,
some tax
2 TDs.
Change. 57 cents.
But the highlight of the day.
It was nothing else to see.
Was
him just
Mr. Henry just taking Josh Norman to the bank.
Well, Stephon Diggs did get 106 yards.
It was Stephon Diggs.
I mean, that's Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's one of the same fields, Josh Norman.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, you can get 106 yards all day, but if you don't score TDs with that.
Damn, Rod, are you going to get Derrick Henry?
He's on my fantasy team.
I know,
so yeah,
but
you're
going to get a poster and put it on the ceiling over
I
your
I already
bed.
Do.
He's
I already do.
Get
that's
a Josh
picture.
Norman poster.
I'm
all
Josh Norman people just like, yo, get out of here. Man. What are you thinking? And I'm going to step over you.
And he's
going
to stand on top of him and stare
over
him down.
The reason why I'm loving that, Josh Norman got – because he was on Fox and, this and that, like the highest played cornerback in a while and all this and all that. And then he's the one that gets clobbered. And that's what I love the most, because he, 3 years ago when he was with the Washington football team and 2 years ago, and then all of a sudden he just went downhill. And he had, his talk doesn't back him up anymore.
I mean,
he got burned in for the first touchdown.
About a lot of
Josh?
Them. Yeah, a lot of
yeah,
players.
Josh got
it
burned.
Just wasn't Derrick Henry. I mean,
he's just not the same now that he's not in Carolina.
He's
just not
average.
The same guy.
He's average.
He's not the same corner.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, he has his money.
I mean, he got his money. I mean,
so.
But I don't see anything else coming from that.
Let's. I want to talk about these games been switched around. Mm-hmm. Possibly a week 18.
It has to be
week
18.
Possibly a Super Bowl in March.
Yes.
It has to be a week 18.
Thursday's game tomorrow has been moved to Monday night.
Monday.
I think it's going to have to be a week 19, to be honest with you.
Week 19?
It has to be. I don't. There's like everywhere in the United States, the whole COVID, population, the amount is going up.
Right.
Even here in Colorado, it's going up. And like I said, multi-$1 million, we just got through off the last segment. They can't stay home. I got all this money. I'm not staying home. I'm going to go to this, speakeasy downtown and then drive my car.
11:45 at night.
11:45 at night and drive my car fast as heck trying to get home and act like I'm not missing. Like I've been doing the right thing. So it's going to be hard to get off this place.
Would it have been bad if he'd have just said, hey, I'm a little drunk, guys. I'm going to be a little late.
don't know.
I mean, what?
Yeah. Well, yeah, don't act like you. Come on. Did you tell your mom when you was going to be drunk? Like, hey, Mom, I'm drunk.
Listen, if they was going to take three game
you
checks.
You're not going to take that butt whooping.
If they was going to take that butt,
if I can get away with it, I'm going to take that butt whooping.
They're going to take $400,000 away for a game check?
That's a butt whooping. That's an adult butt whooping. You taking $400,000 for a game, that's an adult butt whooping.
Fair enough. But I'm still saying that I don't think. I mean, it's completely fair, mm-hmm. to be honest.
All right, but I'm not saying he should have done it.
No, he should
never. But I understand why he did it.
But we were talking about games being moved around, right?
Yeah, but I mean, what
but he's you know it might benefit Melvin Gordon.
No, it might. Wow.
It might.
He's still going to be doing two games regardless, right?
But it's for the Broncos to
explain that, Carlos. How would he be benefited from losing 2-3 game checks, not playing, getting more bye weeks off?
Well, we kidded around yesterday that if the Super Bowl was in March, Dak Prescott might come back, you know, for that. You know what I mean? Like, because if it's so far out, and if he's
Dak
getting the
Prescott
rest,
Prescott comes back. Does he get comeback player of the year over Alex Smith?
Ooh.
No. Hang on now. Think about that. You just
No. Because this whole year is an asterisk, and I don't think that coming back from an injury in the same year when you actually prolong it on purpose, I don't think that counts. So Alex Smith should get the comeback player of the year.
After one game?
We said that yesterday. He gets comeback player of the year after one snap, dude. Like, did you see that man's leg?
Yeah. I've seen the leg. Now, don't get me wrong.
It's surprising he's still walking.
That is an amazing. The injury that he came back from is an amazing feat. I'm not doubting that. But the comeback player of the year is for somebody, you know, who had a bad year or injury and then produced better than what they were expected to do.
Like Andrew Luck got the year he broke his shoulder, came back to.
Yeah,
you know,
as opposed to
yards.
You got to earn that. Now, I'm not trying to cheapen the award, and I'm not saying that he deserves. I mean, there is some sentimental value there. Don't get me wrong. There's some sentimental value, but I don't think like you take one snap. Oh my goodness, you the comeback player of the year because you threw one pass and completed it, and you know the stats don't back it up. Now if he comes back and he plays, he got to still earn the award.
So you give it to Roethlisberger?
I'll give it to Roethlisberger before I give it
So who's comeback player of the year for you?
Roethlisberger is good enough right now.
So Vegas.
Alex Smith was out 2 years.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not saying. Look. It's a beautiful story. It's beautiful. The man broke his leg. He almost died.
Right.
You know, just because of the affection of the leg and everything. But come on, you just because you played, you know, one snap.
He's gonna play more.
He brought him to a win. Let's not.
No,
they lost.
Oh no, they did lose. They did lose. Who did they play? Carolina?
No, the Rams.
The Rams.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
But it's the feel good story of the year when his family, and that's the same thing I did. I banged on the table.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
this
is the feel good story of the year. I give it that.
But the thing is, Vegas has him on top as comeback player of the year over Roethlisberger. And who?
All right, I'm taking whatever the field is for that, because if Vegas got that as comeback player of the year, he's got to produce. Still have to produce. Sorry, it's a feel good story, but he still have to produce.
It's a feel good story. No one knows who's going to be comeback player of the year. We all have our opinions. Alex Smith, Ben, Big Ben, maybe Dak. We'll see here in a few weeks, guys. Well, excuse me, about 10 or 15 weeks. Fantasy football coming up, guys. Right now, after this, on GoMaha.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network.
Taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed 2 eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com. Llama. Uh-huh. They get the best sports coverage in the state. The llama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Shipping of online orders over $49. You can't beat these deals. DickSportingGoods.com has your fitness set up for the new year. That was online at DickSportingGoods.com. Stop by.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com. Hey Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
This is Ducello at Sturt. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers, because there's the Elway draft, and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturt. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Today on Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, I'm part of the Beyond Air Network, and I am still your host today. Guys, we have the press box coming up after this from 4 to 5. Man, we got a new guest. Woo! Guys, new guest sitting on the mic with us today, and ma'am, would you like to introduce yourself?
Please do.
I'm a student at Colorado Media School.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Yeah. How long have you been in the school?
How long have you been in school?
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Only for like maybe 11 days since the 22nd of September.
11 days. Fresh meat, man. This is it's tough.
Jeez.
Tough to. Jeez. Hey, listen. Jeez. You got to. Listen, everybody's fresh.
I am only responsible for the words I say that comes out of my mouth. Let's put it like that.
We are hypothetically awesome. Happy to see you. Carlos is very hypothetically happy to see you.
Oh, geez.
And we are glad that you are interested in doing what we do here. This is
it's a lot of football
sports show. I know you're not the biggest football sports gal in the business, but... Yeah. We're going to jump to some fantasy football today. Roddy, do you know?
Claypool.
Hey,
Claypool.
I've been saying it for weeks. Weeks and weeks. Chase Claypool. 42 points, 4 TDs, 110 yards, and he rushed one.
And he rushed one.
Holy cow.
Three touchdowns. Listen, receiving.
New number one in Pittsburgh?
No.
What?
No.
Come on. Juju's gone. Juju's done.
Please.
Juju Smith-Schuster is out of...
Juju is basically Antonio Brown. So it's just basically Antonio Brown right now. I mean, he's the decoy to whatever, you know, the receivers are. So I'm just thinking, like, Claypool definitely secured number two. I'll tell you that right now.
Absolutely. I mean, over James Washington. James Washington is what, running back?
Done.
Deontay Johnson, is that the other one?
Yeah, done. There's nobody else. It's Claypool. That kid just became a superstar in one game.
And if you didn't already have him in your fantasy league, ladies and gentlemen, you need to
go
get him. I know it's too late.
If you actually got a fantasy football league, it's too late.
Way too late. Because a lot of people know. They know. I knew. Carlos knew. We all knew this guy was going to blow up.
I did not know. I'm not going to lie. I think I saw him out there. I saw that he had potential. But I didn't think he was going to blow up like he did.
McKenna has a prediction.
Okay, let's hear it. What do you got?
Tom Brady would not do well against the Packers this weekend.
My wife would agree.
I agree.
A big Packers fan. So Tom Brady does not do well against the Packers. What is your consideration of not doing well? 100 yards, 200 yards, under 200?
Two interceptions.
Two interceptions? Is that a pick six? One's a pick six, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a score. You're going to say Tom Brady loses to Aaron Rodgers. What's your score?
30.
30 for Mr. Aaron?
210.
30 to 10.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm
just kidding.
Now, I just want to let everybody know that she did not make that prediction. Carlos has been over here feeding her information.
She was like 210.
She's over here like 30 to 10?
Is that a point?
No,
it's awesome.
We love. I'm actually not too far off of your prediction. I think Aaron Rodgers is on fire now, dude.
Aaron Rodgers is totally on fire.
Throwing 4 TDs a game. You know, Tom Brady had himself a little setback against the Bears last week. I know Mr. Roddy's got something to say about that, but we'll hang on.
Nicky Foles.
And, yeah, Nick Foles 2-0 against Tom Brady now.
You're my baby, Tommy.
one of four quarterbacks who have a winning record against Tom Brady, which is pretty astounding stat.
Wait, according to Tom Brady, it's 5.
Oh, excuse
five
me.
Five downs.
Yeah, it's 5, not 4. There's 5 downs, there five not 4 downs.
Yeah, it's 5 downs and not 4.
Welcome to the NFL, Tom. I actually like your prediction. 30 to 10 is not bad. I think Tom will put up about 17. It might be about 30, 17, be a little closer than that. But, Aaron Rodgers is on fire. Aaron Jones is on fire. Devontae Adams is still out. They do not have Devontae.
He's ready to play, though.
He feels ready to play.
I'm going to
tell you right now, it don't look like Green Bay even needs Devontae Adams. They didn't go get any wide receivers.
They're
out of wide receivers, to be honest.
They didn't go get any, and he's throwing 4 TDs a game.
Real quick. Yes, the Packers drafted a quarterback. That's, like, the best mistake they ever made because it doesn't matter. They have a quarterback, and they're in first place, and they're winning, and who cares? Yes, they didn't get a wide receiver. So what? Lazard's out. He's on IR. But Devontae's going to come back, and they have other weapons. So.
All right.
So,
how many points does Aaron Rodgers put up this weekend?
On fantasy points?
Yeah.
He'll be
30.
30 bagger. He'll put a 30 bagger up.
Roddy, you got 30?
I got 30 on him.
Yeah.
And I'm a Bears fan, so, I'm just saying, like, me giving him 30 points. During the whole thing, it'd be good.
So, as we have our cheerleaders coming through the building, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for all your support, Miss Kira and Miss Deanna Sandoval. Kira. We love all you guys.
McKenna's
thank you so
on.
Much.
McKenna's
yeah, they're
on.
All excited now. We mentioned them on the radio. You guys can scoot out of here now. Appreciate it. Got a football show to do, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, right.
But more or less is – Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem like he's missing anything.
He's not missing Danica.
No.
I mean, he got a new coach.
Bears fan, by the way.
He got a new young head coach in Matt LaFleur. And, boy, it doesn't seem like Mike McCarthy was even there for the last 10 years. Like, this offense does not look like it's looked in a while.
Well, it looks good.
That's what I'm saying. This offense hasn't looked this good in a while with no Devontae. I mean... young, ugly-looking wide receivers, dude. Like, these aren't the top of the – Marcus Valdez-Scantling is not a cream of the crop.
You ain't the prettiest person to look at, too. I'm just going to go ahead
meaning,
and say
I wasn't meaning
I'm
as, like
– ugly-looking wide receiver.
I wasn't meaning as ugly. I was meaning, like
– I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there.
I was meaning, like there aren't the prettiest route runners. They're not the prettiest ball catchers, you know. But they get it done.
That's the beauty of Aaron Rodgers, though. Like, he can give me receivers to receive with. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to throw the ball to you, and you just catch it. If you don't catch it, your NFL career is over.
If you look at Tom Brady, I mean, who's the best wide receiver he's had other than Randy Moss?
What, Tom Brady?
Yeah. In New England. Julian Edelman?
Yeah.
Okay. He's 5'5".
I would say Antonio Brown. We had it for like one game, but he still was one of the best he had.
I was about to say, are we really going to put A.B. on that
list?
I'm
going to put A.B. on
Come
that
on.
List.
Come on. Did he even catch one pass?
Yeah, he got a touchdown against Miami. I remember that game. Yeah. I mean, he loves – I mean, but still, it's just the same thing. I mean, you make do with what you got. And if you – I mean, come on. I didn't expect Claypool to go off this week.
Which I think is going to be another sleeper for some people next week.
Because it was against different. The Eagles' weak secondary.
Well, anybody can toss 500 yards against the Eagles.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. McKenna has another prediction.
Let's hear it.
Andy Dalton's going to throw about 3 touchdowns. I mean, 2. Sorry.
2.
Yeah, 2.
Against the Cardinals.
You got to stop giving her bad information, Carlo.
Are you setting me up, man?
Yeah, no.
No.
Listen,
I think he does it.
Definitely setting you up.
2 touchdowns?
At least.
You said 2 or 3?
2.
2.
Let me see how well you studied. Who he's going to throw them to?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, who's going to throw them through?
Who's he throwing them to? Yeah. ABC
who's
Lamb?
Who's going to throw them to? That's the way.
CD
Lamb.
Oh, ABCD Lamb. Amari Cooper.
CD Lamb.
Amari Cooper.
Michael Gallup.
Zeke.
Right. Zeke,
you know what?
I'm going to ask Michaela, how many touchdowns does Zeke
Jerry
score?
Rice.
And don't look at Carlos.
Jerry Rice.
He's the running back.
2 TDs from Zeke, maybe, on the ground.
Will he go?
No idea.
Fantasy-wise, guys, really go look at Robbie Anderson. He's going to be a sleeper again.
Yeah.
Carolina's deep ball man.
I got my eyes on Alexander Mattison for the Vikings.
If Dalvin Cook stays injured like he normally does, Alexander Mattison's
a
great
injured,
he was 100 yards on the ground.
Yeah, he was 100 yards on the ground.
19 carries, 100 yards on the ground with Dalvin Cook out.
He's making a use of whatever he had time left. That's what I like to see.
Like me and Carlos was talking about yesterday, a lot of people that aren't fantasy guys like we are,
right.
They don't understand about third string running backs that can put up those 100 yards if
that's
if
a DFS team, right there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Alexander Mattison could be a number one running back on most teams if Dalvin Cook's gone, which he is. So look for Robbie Anderson, like I said. Give me another wide receiver that might break out this week, Roddy.
Justin
Before
Jefferson.
We get out of here. Well, I got him on my team. He blowing it up, dude.
Justin, well, he didn't blow it up last.
I mean, he put up 30 on the 1 week, 28 next week, and then what, 10 last week?
It was a letdown this week.
6-7. Yeah, I mean, you can't put up 30 every week, though.
But he's playing against Atlanta, and there is no other secondary that is demolished like Atlanta's secondary.
All right, do you think it's going to switch around? Who's the interim coach? Who they name interim coach?
What's his face?
For Atlanta.
You got to give me preparation for these answers.
He's
questions.
A defensive coordinator.
Raheem
Morris.
You should
already be
was
prepared.
It's Raheem.
Preparation, Roddy.
Preparation. Like, I know the coach is a black guy. He's a black guy.
Hey, did they get a minority pick for that?
No, they don't get no minority. That's
remember
like
they were
stupid,
saying
it? Yeah, that's the stupidest thing.
You know
if
what I'm saying? They hire minority coaches. They get draft picks or some
Raheem
crap.
Raheem Morris. I was right.
Randy Morris?
It's Raheem Morris, yeah.
Well, Raheem Morris?
I was right.
Okay.
Raheem Morris, yeah. I was right. So, yeah, Raheem Morris, he's the
Carlos, before we get out of here, give me a running back other than the top boys that's going to give me 20 points this week.
Mustard.
Mustard's a top running back, buddy.
Come on.
What league?
What you mean, what league?
No.
What league?
Top 20?
Come on, dude. That dude's 25 points a game, bro. He put up 19 points last game, played 2 quarters. I don't want to hear it.
So we can't talk about Robinson in Jacksonville?
Yes. There you go. Perfect.
All right,
perfect. Under the radar running back. He's going to get you 100 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody thought that offense was going to go nowhere with Leonard Fournette out. But now look. I mean, there's still Gardner Minshew pumping.
I got Antonio Gibson.
Okay.
For the Washington football team.
Okay. What about Gaskin? Anybody looking at Gaskin? Not in Miami?
I saw him.
He's good.
I saw him.
He's good now.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's worth a pick.
He's worth a look at. But I got Antonio Gibson. Antonio Gibson is going to be the one. He's a rookie that's going underneath the radar. He's playing against a weak Giants squad. So I definitely see him actually kind of doing some special things. This football game.
Yeah, absolutely, guys.
McKenna has one more.
Go ahead. Let's hear it before we get out of here. Quick.
Singletary.
Devin Singletary. What about him?
He's going to do a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I call that. I call that every week.
Good guy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, McKenna, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you, McKenna, for introducing yourself and being on the show here today, guys. This was a presentation of Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com. We will see you tomorrow.
Taking a trip over to Tibet.